Chapter 15. We're approaching Los Angeles, and the last of 15 tolls at 4 a.m., with 3 hours left on the sweepstakes clock. Plenty of time. The weather has cooperated, and the motor mount fix is held, and only 3 unhappy toll monitors have decided to delay us for no good reason. Jane warned me that they were all corrupt and sleazy and thought they were above the law, looking for drugs they could resell or valuables they could force you to surrender that they'd fence secretly later. But I find them nasty at worst. She's just being paranoid. On the drive, I had tried to teach Voom Voom the Forrest family's back-in-the-day game, but he was too young to grasp it, so we settled on thumb wrestling and coming up with words that rhyme with Voom. Broom. Doom. Moon. He likes that one most, repeating it almost as much as Voom. I don't have the heart to tell him it's not a true rhyme. I wonder what kind of mother that will make me someday. Is it okay to let things like that slide? Or should I teach him the right way to do things, even if it seems mean? And will I overthink every single little thing like this? Probably. The toll goes exactly as I expected. Cards, DNA, spit our cards at us, and proceed. The last toll. Los Angeles, here we come. But the toll monitor steps in front of the car just as the light turns green. Looks like you're lost. He squats down and looks over Jane's license plate with his flashlight. No, sir, we know exactly where we're headed. Awful long way from New Jersey. Sure you're not lost? Disney. You know, kids can't live with them, can't stop taking them to Disney. He nods, smiling. Sure, sure. But Disney in Florida is closer to you. California one has more rocket rides. She nods over to me. This one's into rockets. Pop the trunk. Jane turns to me with a look that says it all. She wasn't being paranoid after all. You could make it through 100 tolls, and all it took was one monitor like this. The one with the bird shit in his coffee. The one that could keep us here forever. He's not just angry. He's menacing. He wants something. Like he doesn't care what it is, but he wants it anyway. He's itching for it. Jane's shout whispers to me, "You stay put." She gets out and strolls up to the trunk, like she doesn't have a care in the world, and opens it for him. What's with the thing coming out of your nose, lady? It's going into my nose. Meal in a bag. It's how I eat. I have an extra one if you want. No thanks. I can't see. The lid of the trunk's blocking my view. But I hear the monitor's grumbles at not finding gold bars or plastic bags bulging with Al-Anon or bliss-laced mushrooms. Just the mess of an old crazy hoarder lady with a tube up her nose. What's in the boxes, lady? Nothing. A strange feeling arrests me. For hours and hours, I desperately wanted to know what was in those stupid cardboard boxes. And just because she wouldn't tell me, I would have given what was left of my hair to find out. But now I'm paralyzed by fear, by the desperate desire for no one to ever find out what's in those stupid cardboard boxes, because it must be terrible, and I don't want to go to jail, or find out my mother is driving around with human heads in her trunk, or have to explain to the police why our perfect little family needs 10 years worth of prescription horse tranquilizers. I hear the monitor tear open the first box, then the second, then the third, then grumble again with disappointment. See, sir, I told you it was nothing.
Whatever. You're clean. But do you mind telling me why you have boxes full of those stupid scarabs from your going to Mars?